Welcome to season 3 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big topics into small bites. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Neuzel, and I'm joined by my dear friend, women's health and fertility expert, naturopathic physician Kate Namas, to break down infertility, hormones, and the whole baby-making shebang. This week, let's talk about an often overlooked step in the fertility journey, which is the preconception phase. Of course, many pregnancies happen by accident or surprise, but if you have the opportunity or if you're dealing with something like infertility, preconception care can make a world of difference for your pregnancy. We'll carry the preconception idea over into the next few weeks, and we'll talk about health parameters to normalize, supplements, seed cycling, and cycle charting.
Hi, I'm so excited about this. So if you have the privilege and safety and available resources of money, finances, and time for family planning, I am very happy to hear this. I want all people with the capacity for pregnancy to have access to affordable, incredible healthcare from licensed practitioners.
Yes, please.
And this is why I think we need universal healthcare. I'd also like to reiterate that these episodes are for all people with the capacity for pregnancy, cis women, non-binary people, and trans men. So with that being said, my timeline for preconception is 4 to 6 months prior to the time you want to start trying to conceive. So when I am talking to clients about preparing for preconception, here's kind of my picture that I'm painting. You are otherwise healthy as far as you know. So I would recommend making sure this checklist that we're going to go over is completed about 6 months to 4 months prior to starting to conceive. Of course, many of you will be dealing already with infertility, so this list might include some parameters specific to your situation. So the things to do: a PCP visit, your primary care doctor, a well woman exam, quit the birth control pill if you're on it.
That's key.
You can't get pregnant if you're on the pill because it's an extremely effective form of pregnancy prevention. Visit your dentist. So now let's go over those in a little bit more detail.
Yeah, that sounds helpful.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen a PCP in the last year, a primary care provider, then see them now during this preconception phase. And if you don't have care established with a primary care provider, this is the time to do that. During that visit, you'll want to confirm that all the prescription medications that you're on are safe for pregnancy, and if they aren't, make a plan with your prescribing doctor to modify that prescription to be safe for pregnancy. In licensed states such as Oregon, where I live, this can be your ND doing your primary care visit. You also want to make sure that you're addressing any anemia or thyroid problems here. And you can ask your PCP, if they don't already do it, to run all routine blood work to check the basics, and they'll check your blood pressure, check your weight, and kind of get a good baseline. So that's step one in the preconception phase.
Right. So far, I am totally on board.
Okay. Awesome. Good. My second is to get your well woman exam. Your primary care provider, unless they are specifically doing your well woman exam, is not the person to see for that. So if you haven't seen your OB-GYN or midwife in the past year, I recommend seeing them now for your well woman exam during this preconception phase. You might need a pap smear, a pelvic exam, or some other blood work depending on what's going on, and they're more likely to run hormone-specific blood work or blood work that may be related to menstrual disorders that you're reporting. And again, if you have an established care with your OB-GYN or midwife, now's the time to do that.
Right. I mean, they're far more keyed into the fertility journey anyway. And so different things will red flag for them versus, say, a primary care who's more keyed into day-to-day wellness.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the third, to quit OCPs or the birth control pill. If you're on the birth control pill or you have an IUD, this would be the time to quit the pill with the guidance of your prescribing doctor. That could be OB-GYN, PCP, midwife, Planned Parenthood, whoever put you on the pill.
Right.
And if you have an IUD, it's time to take it out.
Joy.
And the Yeah, of course. And you also want to visit your dentist because healthy teeth affect our pregnancies. So get your teeth cleaning, get your x-rays, just get an up-to-date dental visit to make sure that your oral health is healthy. And sometimes during pregnancy, women will get more cavities. And so that's why it's a really good idea prior to starting to conceive in that preconception phase to get your teeth checked out.
Yeah, remember that babies use lots of calcium too. And so your body will demineralize your bones and teeth for that because baby's more important than you from now on. Sorry, guys.
Exactly.
So in a lot of cultures, the basic resting kind of baseline state is for every baby you have, you lose at least one tooth.
Right, exactly. And that is very common for women to, especially without prenatal care and supportive dental care, will lose teeth over time as they have more children.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Yep. And then Amy, what about you?
Well, so, I mean, obviously all of the medical things are important and we're going to talk at length about those in the next few weeks. But I also think this is a really great time to have some hard conversations with your partner. Mm-hmm. Because babies change everything. And so if this is your second or third baby, you have a little bit more of an idea of what you're actually going into and how drastically a baby will change things, even if you already have babies, right? But if you've never had a baby, this is a good time to have hard conversations about money, right? Like, how much does a baby realistically cost to have in terms of medical expenses? What if something goes wrong? Do you have money to cover that? What if you have to, you know, is your house suitable? Is your living arrangement suitable? How much is it going to cost to feed and keep and equip a baby? Basic cost of living. How much is it going to cost to educate children? Right? These are all like the ideal conversations. Most couples, I would say probably 95% of the couples that I've seen in my practice had babies just because they had babies, right? They were married and they got pregnant. And so the natural course of events happened. But it's a pretty universal truth that babies do change everything. And so if you have the opportunity and you're already doing preconception planning, then, you know, like have some hard conversations too about sharing of duties. Who gets up in the middle of the night, right? Obviously, there's typically one partner who is more capable of breastfeeding, but you can pump, you can do all sorts of things. So who's waking up with the baby? What about what happens when everything changes? And I do mean like everything, right? This is values. This is energy level. This is relationship and the amount of time and energy and emotion you can devote to your relationship. It's money, money, of course, sex drive, sex itself, looks, self-care. I mean, everything changes. How about sleeping? Are you sleeping together, all of you as a family, right? With the baby in the bed? Are you sleeping in the same room, different rooms? What's that going to look like? Are one or both parents taking a maternity or a paternity leave? And then what? What happens after that with careers, with life? So I really think it's important to actually make this step a part of the process for you so that hopefully expectations can be a little bit more realistic. Also, talk to your friends who have babies, right? I mean, a lot of us have babies sort of at the same season of their lives. And so you probably have friends who have kiddos, who have had babies, who can tell you a little bit more clearly how much changes. And even your lifestyle, right? So babies do change everything. So whatever it is that you like to do most for yourself right now is going to be harder with a baby. So make sure that you're prepared for some of those difficulties, that you have kind of a bit of a plan. And I feel a little bit like I'm talking into space right now because I heard this same conversation before I had babies.
That's what I was going to say. It's hard to get person, it through before.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much every person I've talked to, it was like, oh, they change everything. And I was the idiot who was like, oh, they won't change everything. Yeah, they do. They will. So, So I feel like at a certain level, you know, this is maybe a futile conversation, but if you get a minute, just try to think about it.
Yeah. And if you and your partner are arguing a lot about the discussions that you're having, maybe have a therapist be a part of those discussions as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea because it gets harder, right? Yeah. There's a lot more pressure when there is a little person who doesn't sleep on your schedule, isn't concerned about what you want or need, doesn't really give a damn, and needs to be fed all right. the time.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today and sharing your time with us. If you like this show, please follow and maybe even leave a review. Or like and subscribe if you happen to be watching on YouTube. Visit NamesND.com or tohealthwiththat.com for more information about Drs. Kate and me, Dr. Amy.